Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus. With customizable tools and charts you can access across all your devices. Try our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/trader plus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
Guys, it's no use putting it off. The best time for an underwear refresh is now. Tommy John underwear is designed for a perfect fit that stays put all day. There's zero chafe thanks to 4 times more stretch than competing brands, and their innovative horizontal quick draw fly is a game changer. With over 30 million pairs sold, there are thousands of men out there more comfortable than you. Don't settle for less. Go to TommyJohn.com today for 25% off your first order with code COMFORT. That's TommyJohn.com, code COMFORT. Tommy John, comfort perfected.
Behind the net, coming out is Hayden. Centers, they score! It's Carconi on the power play. And the Utah Mammoth, 4 straight goals here in the third period. The nightmare continues for the Penguins.
All right, Limits, amidst all the Steeler talk and excitement here, we have a pretty big and interesting hockey game going on tonight. Two mentally fragile teams, I would say. One is mentally fragile only when they get to the Stanley Cup final, but that is a problem because Connor McDavid hasn't won a Stanley Cup yet. And it seems a perpetual problem for the Edmonton Oilers is goaltending at the biggest moments. Say they go out and get a goaltender who doesn't exactly have a penchant for delivering in the clutch. And that would be our friend Tristan Jarry. He's now their goalie. He's coming back to Pittsburgh tonight. The tribute video should be interesting. You can show some of his, some of the greatest gaffes in Pittsburgh sports history, if you'd like to call it that. But you could also show his goal. He did score a goal. And he did make the All-Star team a couple times.
Yeah, twice.
And he did help stabilize this team when it looked like it was going off a cliff about, 3 weeks to a month ago. And now it looks like that again, unfortunately, because their instabilities emotionally have happened in a week that I still can't believe I witnessed. For that to happen like once in a season, a couple of the things we saw, or a couple of times in a season, maybe, but to lose a lead, give up a goal when the other team has their goalie pulled. That's one thing. That happens from time to time. Then you lose a huge lead and you give up a goal with 0.1 seconds left in the game. That might not happen in most of our lifetimes. Then you lose another lead, this time 5-1 in the third period, and then 5-2 with like 4 minutes left. And then you give up another lead where you lead 3-0 after 2 periods. I mean, and mixed in there is a terrible performance against the Canadiens. What the hell has happened to the Penguins, Limits?
Yeah, I feel like it's now just in their head, Joe. I mean, doesn't it at least kind of feel that way in the third period where even if they have a lead by whether it's 4 goals or even just by 2 goals, it seems like that's not insurmountable for the other team no matter how much time is still on the clock. And it's like, oh, well, here we go again. It has spiraled into this last weekend, losing 2 games in overtime, leaving points out there on the table. They've lost, 8 games in either overtime or the shootout? Like, these are the types of games that we're 9, actually, now. More than I even could have expected. We're going to look back on these points with this current 5-game losing streak as the reason why they did not find a way to get into the playoffs. I truly believe that.
I don't know how you bounce back from this mentally. I mean, like I said, I've never seen it in my life. A team of any kind lose these kinds of disaster games in a row where you give up leads like that.
Right.
Give me the Will Craig highlight again, if you would, with Joe Block on the call. This is like Will Craig doing that three times in a week. What are we doing here? Having said that, big picture, God bless me, I still like where the Penguins are right now. I do, and I've been a Kyle Dubas critic. But I like the way that they're positioned as far as young talent. Listen, say this too. Say this too. Even with the meltdowns, every time I watch the Penguins, it's wildly entertaining. I'll say that. Would you agree with that limit?
1,000%. Especially being able to see Kendall. We saw McGroarty score a goal. Some of the younger guys that are being thrown into the fire with the older guys.
And the way that they play, for the most part.
Yeah.
They totally outplayed the Stars. They totally outplayed the Ducks in two of their games that turned into unforgettable, horrifying, traumatic disasters. But they did outplay those teams.
And those are teams that were, maybe not the Ducks, but the Stars especially, you wondered how much they were going to be able to play with those teams this year. How much were they going to be a bottom five team in the NHL? They've definitely made more strides than I think a lot of people would have anticipated, at least for me. Like, I was wrong about what I thought they were going to be. I didn't think they were a playoff team. They might still not be.
Bob picked them to be a playoff team.
He did. I think he was the only one, because I know you and I did not. So there are definitely some positive signs to show, but the fear for me is that these last couple of games could end up spiraling before you get to Christmas. Well, the game tonight, tonight's going to be a big game because you're going up against Jari.
And Skinner's in net for the Penguins.
Correct.
I wanted to see Mirashov just...
Tonight?
Yeah, again.
Oh, I wanted to see Skinner versus Jari.
Did you? I mean,
that
Skinner is just Skinner, you know. It's basically Jari versus Jari.
But it's written in the Stars. It's the two goalies that were just traded for each other a couple of days
later.
Yeah,
you're right about that, I guess. I don't know. I wanted to see them give Mirashov a chance to get back on the horse here after that disaster. He was great.
He should start the next
periods,
one.
Through two periods, and then it fell apart. Is he back down already? Have the Penguins made a move?
Yeah, I think he is.
Can you look at that limits? I want to see him back as soon as possible and just get the reins and go here. He's the guy. Let him play. Is he back? Anyway.
Yeah, they sent him back.
Where's Bob?
He's finishing up at the Tomlin News Conference.
He's merely a cardboard cutout sitting across from me. And what a man he is, huh? You think we'll see him tomorrow?
I do. So they activated Skinner and they activated Kulak. And
Mirashov
was reassigned back to Wilkes-Barre.
Okay. Listen, like I said, in spite of the malfunctions, if you want to call them that, I look forward to watching these games, and the Penguins are good entertainment right now. Like, this is riveting theater tonight, is it not? It's Sid against McDavid.
Well,
it's Skinner against Jari, and it's probably going to be a wildly entertaining game. And there is some suspense related to all this drama and all these meltdowns. What's going to happen if they go up 4-0 in the game? What's going to happen if they go up 8-0? They lose 9-8?
It's entertaining because it's a very, very unique plot. And there's a lot of huge thrills to it, but you don't know if you're going to like the ending of the movie.
That's for sure. 50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. What's Cooking brought to you by your local GEICO rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Sunny today, very kindly, and a high of 34, Andy Russell, low of 14, Kenny Gainwell. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Limits, I'll see you on the other side, and hopefully we'll see Bob too, but who really knows until right before the show.
Bye, Joe. I love you. He did not say he loves me back. Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus, the next generation of advanced trading from Fidelity. Customize your tools and charts and access them seamlessly across desktop, web, and mobile. For faster trades anywhere you go, try the all-new Fidelity Trader Plus. Learn more about our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/traderplus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
Guys, it's no use putting it off. The best time for an underwear refresh is now. Tommy John underwear is designed for a perfect fit that stays put all day. There's zero chafe thanks to four times more stretch than competing brands. And their innovative horizontal quick draw fly is a game changer. With over 30 million pairs sold, there are thousands of men out there more comfortable than you. Don't settle for less. Go to TommyJohn.com today for 25% off your first order with code COMFORT. That's TommyJohn.com, code COMFORT. Tommy John. Comfort perfected.